I am immensely grateful to be back home. My entire career of 37 years at Morehouse College was launched right from this chapel. In fact, from this very pulpit, when Robert Hemmel took the first King sermon to be delivered from here on behalf of the university from my hand and said, I'm going to publish this. The rest is history. I am thrilled to see Dean Neville. Congratulations on the completion of your trilogy in theology. I see my friends, the Flukers. It's so good to see you again. I'm grateful to the Dean of the Chapel, Dean Hill, for this invitation. And I cannot stand here without calling the name of Robert Thornburg, who literally launched my career in campus ministry. Probably one of the most generous persons I've ever met. My wife, Marva, is here with me today, and so you'll have two people to blame if you don't like what you hear. Our text for this morning is from Luke, the first chapter, verses 37 and 38. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Please think with me for the next little while from the topic Christmas and Easter in July. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when you leave chapel today, everyone who sees you, everyone who knows you, would recognize that there is something different about you, that you have been transformed? Wouldn't it be great if after the benediction, your very life had become today's sermon? Isn't this the reason you came to chapel today? To be transformed, to become the Word made flesh. This morning, I want to give you a gospel interpretation that will free you to give birth to heaven on earth, to the beloved community, and make all of you the embodiment of the mind of Christ. Isn't this why Jesus came? Not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it and to anchor unconditional love on earth. Christmas and Easter are the two most celebrated high points on the Christian calendar that we mistakenly think must be confined to December, March, or April, and to Christianity. Today, I want you to consider the fact that Christmas and Easter belong to the world, for God so loved the world, and not just Christians. Life is always appearing and rising to another level of maturity. Something about us dies daily, and we are born anew. Creation and resurrection never stop. God is creativity, the energy of change, the power in evolution, and the inspiration for all growth. God is the motivation for seeking the best possible, for all improvement. People are constantly becoming alive, awake, alert, active, and aware of how we overcome lack, limitations, poverty, disease, obstacles, resistance, deficiencies, violence, and disbelief. Whatever you have given birth to in your life is what the world is going to look like. Because what you are the world is. And without your transformation, there can be no transformation of the world, says J. Krishnamurti. Remembering Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her encounter with the Archangel Gabriel is an excellent way to broaden our perspective and to lift the limitations we have put on our lives. Mary reminds us that there is divinity within us, a transcendent consciousness desiring to be reborn that lifts us above all circumstances passing in our experience. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is within us, and yes, the kingdom of God is within us. What does this mean? It means we are not to look to the external world for our fulfillment. When we remain ignorant of the heaven within us, love, peace, joy, abundance, when we remain ignorant of all of that, we suffer the consequences of all unconsciousness. And we then focus on circumstances passing in our experience, like terrorism and the attempted coup that has occurred in Turkey. This is why the scripture admonishes us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and all else will be added unto you. Impregnated by the seed or the will or the purpose of God, giving birth to the highest possibility within us, the Christ, divinity, the sacred, within each one of us gives us life more abundant. The Latin root word for work and worship is the same. If you are not worshiping, not working on yourself, if you are not working on yourself, your inner self, you are not worshiping to improve your life from the power of love as the highest norm or ideal, which makes the practice of all virtue possible. Remember, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. You are not identifying with or fellowshipping in the qualities of God if you are not embodying this love. So here are 7 questions. I want you to hear, and as you hear the questions, I want you to think yes to each question. Just as Mary said yes to Gabriel, everything will greatly improve if you can say yes to Infinite Spirit. First, are you prepared to give birth to an awareness of your own divinity? Can you let a realization of heaven in your life flood your consciousness? Can an inclusive, life-affirming spirituality cease to be in the future after your ascension and become an everyday reality in your life? Can you live in the outcomes you desire and in the results for which you pray and not just lecture and preach them? Can you not just have a dream, but be the dream? Can you live a life so focused on unconditional love that you have no time for hate? Is your spiritual life filled with the radiant light of joy, peace, health, kindness, generosity, integrity, and forgiveness? Well, if you can say yes, if you answered yes to all of these questions, then Gabriel is about to announce that God has found favor with you and that you are about to give birth to your greatest possibilities this Sunday in July. God is about to be a resident in your awareness. You are about to give birth to an experience of yourself that is totally supportive, affirming, appreciative, divine, and God-conscious. A life that will mirror Gandhi, King, Mother Teresa, the Virgin Mary, and yes, the mind of Christ. There is a Christmas in your life for every crisis, because a crisis is a birth and an opportunity. If you are experiencing a crisis, something new is trying to break into your life. Do not be afraid of change or upset with change. Don't resist change. It may be God offering to give you a gift, impregnating your soul and giving you an awareness of the kingdom of heaven. The call to change may be God endowing you with peace, freedom, a more dynamic life, the courage for spiritual realization, and a new birth or resurrection. Since Ferguson, Missouri, and the crisis there 2 years ago, the number of black people killed by police has gone up. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, Philando Castile of Minnesota is the 123rd black person killed by police in the United States this year. When Philando died from gunshots fired by policemen, it was Good Friday all over again. But when the bravest young 4-year-old Diana sat transfixed by a close-up gunfire, blood, and violent death, she said to her grieving mother from the back seat of the police car, "It's okay, Mommy. I'm right here with you." The words of this little girl ushered in Christmas and Easter morning. When Diana comforted her mother like a guardian angel, it was a birth and a resurrection from the womb and the tomb of separation and aloneness. The crisis was a birth, an opportunity, and a rising into a world of new possibilities, into a new season in life. Christmas and Easter are twins, because when you see the crisis, it's an opportunity to also see a new start, a new beginning, a genesis as a new birth, a new you, a coming forth from a tomb or a womb of being by yourself. Your crisis can inspire a decision on your part to come forth into a new world and to grow from ascension consciousness. It can be your second coming, where you emerge as a transformed being, mothered by your humanity and fathered by God, risen at last to your true reality, where you see yourself as God sees you. God does not see any of our faults, because God cannot relate to anything unlike God's own whole, perfect, and complete nature. When you respond lovingly to negativity, you are being mothered by your humanity. Your humanity is the best indicator of your ethics. When you are driving down the expressway and someone unexpectedly cuts in front of you, and you don't give them the finger or turn the air blue with expletives, you are being mothered by your humanity. Your best new self is always what God has for you if you will let or allow it to shine through and be the change you wish to see. If you don't become the change, then God is still born in your life. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is within you. Stop looking to the external world to fulfill yourself." When you say yes to God, as Mary did to Gabriel, and as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, the highest possibilities can be your gift to the world from your new birth or your new appearance, from the womb or the tomb. The question this July Sunday is, are you working on yourself? Or is this all we're going to get? Let us pray. Dear God, we know that the only limitation that there is, we impose on ourselves. And we know that in the spirit of Jesus and in ourselves, the sky is the limit. Continue to teach us to believe in ourselves, forgive ourselves, and affirm ourselves with a loving embrace, so that heaven will shine in our faces and we will heal our history. So be it, and so it is. Let everyone say, Amen.